the Divided Kingdom, the Christian news program that is hard-hitting and brings you a lot of truth. We are so thankful for all of you listeners out there. And as you know, you can hear us on Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, and you can hear us there at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays, repeating at 11 p.m. And you can hear us on wonderful WWCR, Worldwide Shortwave, 4.840 megahertz, Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we really value the letters and a few contributions some of you have kindly sent to us, because summer is our very hardest time to stay on air. And we thank WWCR for their ongoing support and kindness to us. And we really thank Todd Waite of Global Star Communications, who has been with us now since the summer of 2011. So this is really wonderful, our six-year anniversary with Global Star Communications, and we couldn't ask for a better friendship and working relationship. This is a summer of madness, and this is a summer of danger, and you do want to stay tuned in, because we have some very important things to talk about. Alex Jones said that, I think now the rate of people getting cancer is greater than the people who get married or have children. And it's so stunning to think of these small children getting cancer. We know that the deep state or the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the globalist elite, have for years done many of the things that were delineated in Alex Jones's hard-hitting documentary of 10 years ago, Endgame. Things in the vaccines, adjuvants, fetal cells, things that can harm the growing immune system of a child that isn't completely formed yet, and it can be ruined, the DNA. You know, it's just terrible when we think, we see statistics that people who are elderly are probably going to live longer than they ever have before. There will be lots of people reaching their centennial year. But what about the millennials? What about the children even younger? Under the chemtrail bombardment all the time. You see it. It hasn't stopped with the Trump administration. No, Al Kappa talked to you a little bit about the Treaty of the Open Skies, and I believe that was put in under H.W. Bush. Anybody can fly over, and who's doing this? We know that our Air Force seems to be involved, and the spraying of the dumping of the JP-8 jet fuel, the aluminum, the barium, going into our water, going on to the plants. We think we're going out to buy healthful summer food, but are we? Are we really? And then nobody's talking about this much anymore. But it is important, and Lou is going to have a very important update on chronic wasting disease shortly. When we say we're coming to you, we're coming to you, the remnant, and some of you have written to us needing prayer. One person in Pittsburgh actually is under terrible satanic attack, and we want that person to know that we've been praying fervently for God to cast the demonic spirits out of your life and out of the hold that they have on whatever is harming you, you know, whatever type of thing, whether it's money, whether it's family, whether it's health. We've been praying for God to break that force up, that evil force that's attacking you. And we pray for all of you listeners, and we pray that you will not be taken in by the anti-Semitic programs. I heard one recently, very clever now. The person is equating the deep state with the Jews. It's the Jewish conspiracy. Now, isn't that laughable? We certainly know there are Illuminati Jews. Al Kappa told you about a buffalo facility. It was supposed to slaughter buffalo, but he said it was near him, and it was put up by Edgar Bronfman, who's not with us anymore on Earth. Anyway, Al said it was really like the height of a human being, you see, to go in there. What was that? Was there some kind of plan? We hear these old stories. We don't know whether we can really document Representative Dannenmeyer. Way back, I think, in the 70s or 80s, supposedly there was a bill sneaked through Congress that would give permission to execute Christians one day with the guillotine. If that's true, There's a horrendous secret part of our government. We know that, but it isn't all the Jews. And you'd better wake up, because the Jews are a scapegoat for something else. And we'll be getting to some of those things. Things are breaking out of the Vatican like everything. But when we say that we're coming to you because we care about you, Lou and I have sacrificed greatly. We could have had an easy life after all the illnesses that I experienced and God brought me through, the Lyme disease, the lupus, all of these things. We had no mortgage. We were sitting pretty. My mother left me $80,000. Now, I am sure that globalists listening to this program are smirking. $80,000, when we know there are certain magazines. Well, the Williamsburg magazine lists in the beginning that if you want to invest with a certain company, you have to start with $5 million. Now, is that in your league, any of you listening? I doubt it. It's certainly not for Lou and me. But we could have had a very easy middle-class life had we not chosen to do the radio work. But we saw the chemtrails day after day after day, and then I had to write my books. Patriots Warning 1, Patriots Warning 2, America Attacked, and Chaos Under Chemtrails. And then we were invited to go on a radio network. You see, God opened the door, and we intend to remain faithful. He keeps showing us Ezekiel 33, and we intend to remain faithful as long as he helps us keep this door open. And we do ask you prayerfully to consider writing to us, and if you can send anything to us, that is a great help. Some of you might think, well, all I can do is put a $5 bill in the envelope. But have you ever thought, if 100 people send us $5, that's a goodly portion of what we have to pay every month. It could help us greatly. But you certainly should not send us any money if you are hurting, if your family needs it. Prayer is what we need. Prayer for our protection and for our provision and for our guidance, most of all, from the Lord. And if you would like to write to us, we love your letters. You can write to Lou or Elizabeth Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder, is wrong. We know this. We ought to pray for his conversion. Friday Church News Note says, Zuckerberg says Facebook, the new church. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, and this is July 7th, says that his social network can offer the same sense of community as church. His new mission statement is bring the world closer together. And the method is networks of online groups that create a sense of community. Currently, 100 million people participate in Facebook networks. Community building is one of the many tools that the New Age gurus employ to accomplish the goals of finding spiritual enlightenment, achieving personal transformation, and building a new world. Community building is a process of breaking down the divisions between people and emphasizing unity and group thinking as opposed to individualism. It requires a non-judgmental attitude and a willingness to accept different views and practices as legitimate. Other New Age tools are meditation, positive confession, guided imagery, visualization, positive thinking, and interfaith dialogue. Zuckerberg ended his recent commencement speech at Harvard University with a Hebrew prayer that he sings to his daughter each night at bedtime. It is a Jewish prayer of healing that is used like a positive confession mantra rather than a biblical prayer. Zuckerberg told a graduating class at Harvard that he believes that religion is very important, but he would probably not include the religion of one God, one truth, as taught in one holy book, in one way of salvation in Jesus Christ. And you note in that, listeners, David Cloud said that this kind of a community building, this new world order, world religion, does not give any credence to individualism, the worth of the individual. And Jesus did. Jesus said, let those little children come unto me. And we have a lot to say about the little children who are being ravaged by the pedophile global network. But now, I said that Lou had something very important, because we are looking here at the summer madness and the harm that you have to face. You know, the individual is still important up there in western Pennsylvania, where I grew up, in Bedford and Blair counties. Blair County was where my mother was born, near Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. These people still go out and they hunt. They go farther north to in the bear season. They go up around Scranton. Every year, the Bedford Gazette has a diagram of how to cut up a deer and the parts and everything. There are many gun sales going on up there. But you see, the New World Order, if they were going to weaken everybody who was standing up for liberty, number one in the world, they would weaken America. So you see, this is why Europe won't allow any kind of recombinant bovine growth hormones in their milk. In the 90s, it went in here. They don't have fluoride in their water, but we have the fluoride here, doping up people, ruining people's bones. All these friends we have in a nearby town, we just, our hearts bleed for them because they're drinking fluoridated water and their bones are breaking, their wrists are snapping, their knees are breaking when they fall. No, so much is there intentionally there. So we have wondered very much the mystery of chronic wasting disease, and I talked about it in my two books. We're wondering why it's being found in those counties, you see, where I grew up, where the people could live off the land. And this is a little bit like England. I think they used to have terrible penalties for any of the common people who went onto the noblemen's lands and poached a little food for their starving families to exist. Lou, you have this hard-hitting report from that old newspaper that's just the same as it was when I grew up many, many years ago in Pennsylvania. It still has the local little news. It still has little sermons written by local clergymen. It has things written by a column by an Amish woman, and it had this.
Dateline, May 18th, 2017, additional CWD cases detected in the state. From the Morrison's Cove Herald, Thursday, May 18th. The Pennsylvania Game Commission tested 5,707 deer and 110 elk for chronic wasting disease, which is CWD for short, during 2016. 25 wild deer tested positive for CWD. All of the wild CWD positive deer were in or near Disease Management Area 2, the only area of the state where CWD has been detected in the wild. These 25 deer more than doubled the number of CWD positive deer detected in Disease Management Area 2 from 2012 to 2015. Through 2016, 47 wild deer have tested positive for CWD and DMA2. Each year, the Game Commission collects CWD samples from hunter-harvested animals, roadkill, escaped captive cervids, and any cervid showing signs of CWD. Since 2002, the Game Commission has tested over 61,000 deer for CWD. Although samples are collected from across the state, efforts were increased within the three disease management areas, DMAs, which are areas in the state where CWD has been identified in wild and or captive deer. These include DMA1 in parts of Adams and York counties, in which CWD was identified on a captive deer farm in 2012, DMA2 in parts of Bedford, Blair, Somerset, Fulton, Cambria, and Huntington counties, where CWD has been identified in multiple wild deer since 2012 and recently on three captive deer facilities, and DMA3 in Jefferson and Clearfield counties, where CWD was detected on two captive deer facilities in 2014. The 25 new positive cases, were part of 1,652 deer samples collected within DMA2 during 2016. CWD-positive deer included 13 roadkill deer, 10 hunter-harvested deer, and 2 deer showing signs consistent with CWD. No CWD-positive wild deer were detected in DMA 1 or 3 or the remainder of the state in 2016 or in any previous year. During late 2016 and early 2017, CWD also was identified on three captive deer farms in the south central part of the state in Bedford, Fulton, and Franklin counties. These are the first detections of CWD-positive captive deer within DMA2. Additional information on these recent positives in captive cervids and the CWD Surveillance and Response Program in captive deer can be found through the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. As a result of new detections in wild deer and cervid captive facilities, DMA2 boundaries will be expanded, though the changes are not yet final. The eastward expansion will include the area around the captive facility in Franklin County, where a CWD-positive deer was detected. Within DMA, special regulations are in place to reduce the risk of CWD spreading to other areas. These regulations include restrictions on transporting deer carcasses, feeding deer, and the use of urine-based deer lures. CWD not only is a threat to Pennsylvania's deer, but also the elk herd. However, no positives have been detected in our elk herds to date. During 2016, 110 wild elk were tested for CWD, including hunter-harvested animals and elk exhibiting clinical signs consistent with CWD.
Now, to new listeners, you might think, what are these conspiracy theorists talking about? This is probably just an illness that is just endemic to deer. No, these things happen in people, too. I think it's the Jacob Creutzfeldt disease. And, you know, there was a big outcry about this maybe almost 10 years ago now, I would say, around the year 2004, when I was writing, published my books. And so some of the countries in the EU had found the mad cows. No, this is still a very serious thing. And the question is, how did it get there? How did it get into the wild? Lou, you've done some research about Cold Spring Harbor and about Lyme disease. Were these things bioengineered by the deep state to harm us and weaken us?
Well, there's a very famous laboratory on Long Island, and let me think of the name of it, Plum Island, I believe is the name of it. And that was a laboratory, I guess in the 40s, 50s, 60s maybe, where experiments were carried out on diseases in animals. Now, it seems to be more than a coincidence that exactly across the body of water, Long Island Sound, in Lyme, Connecticut, the first cases of Lyme disease, hence the name Lyme disease, were detected. And I think it's less than 20 miles away. Now, out of all the places in the United States where that disease could have happened, here it is, right across a small body of water from that laboratory.
Why, Lou, that's just a simple coincidence.
Well, maybe. Maybe so, maybe not. And, of course, many of these diseases, as we well know, are carried by insects, even by birds. Malaria is well known to be carried by insects, African sleeping sickness by the tsetse fly. And so it's no small stretch of the imagination to think that whatever these experimenters were dealing with perhaps escaped, got out of hand, either by accident or on purpose, and infected the general population. It's been spreading throughout the U.S. ever since.
It's very important that if you never did hear about the bioengineered foods, you do wake up. And you really do not want to buy anything but organic corn, soy, beets, yellow squash, and milk. I don't know whether I have missed anything here, but those are some of the key items. You know, we used to go to Cracker Barrel and bring home the corn muffins, and we had a couple old ones riding around in the car we forgot about, and we put them out for the birds. They wouldn't touch them. I find that very interesting. They will not touch them. The birds have a little more sanity than humankind. So, you know, you do want to look into this, and you want to look into the kind of brainwashing that's in all the women's magazines now, I think there was 15% of the latest Family Circle issue was drug ads. Lou computed it for me. I think maybe it was 17 pages, but he said it amounted to 15% of the issue. And there it was, pushing Gardasil on the young girls. And they're pushing them on the young black boys, too. Gardasil. And you just go online, and you can see the story there. The Greater Good, I believe, is the name of the DVD that you can find. And you can see a young high school girl who was a vivacious cheerleader, and she ended up with some kind of an autoimmune disease like lupus or something like that, in which her whole life is ruined after she had that Gardasil vaccine. So, you know, you must be awake, you must be aware, and you must not submit to the old idea, oh, the doctor knows everything. I'll just take every pill he gives me. Are you going to be a man or a mouse? Are you going to be a woman? Or are you going to be a pawn in the harmful system? And now this seems like little stuff after what we've been talking about, but we should bring your attention to it. June the 22nd, AP, group list dangerous toy for summer. The wildly popular fidget spinners that seem to be in the hands of half the children in the U.S. are also potentially dangerous, a consumer watchdog group warned Wednesday. The small plastic and metal spinners, already banned in many schools because they distract students, can fall apart, and the small pieces can create a choking hazard. Boston-based World Against Toys Causing Harm said in its summer safety report, released on the first day of summer. Children in Texas and Oregon have been taken to the hospital recently after choking on fidget spinner pieces, Watch said. One required surgery. German customs officials last week destroyed 39 tons of the handheld whirling gizmos over safety concerns. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security that a toy is safe simply because it is popular, organization president Joan Siff said. The Toy Association last month issued its own guidelines for parents thinking of buying fidget spinners, including following age recommendations on the packaging, buying only from reputable retailers, and inspecting them frequently for loose parts. Look at it before you buy it, she said. If it's not age-graded, put it down. The meaninglessness, the emptiness of life in America this summer. When we went up to Western Pennsylvania last week, we heard from a neighbor that the heroin crisis is very, very big there. Down here in Maryland, in near one of the most affluent communities in the whole United States, Talbot County, we see the same thing. The youth are being destroyed. Yes, the CIA and our government are said to have put all those poppy farms in Afghanistan, and the people over there are becoming more addicted. And you see, what we export, we bring home. What you sow, you reap. We need lots of prayer for these things to change. We need prayer to get out of that war, that longest-running war in Afghanistan. We might talk a little bit more about that later. But can you see that Zuckerberg saying that Facebook is a new church? This is empty. This is meaningless. Youth are seeking Jesus Christ in their hearts, in their minds, in their lives. And where are the parents who will guide them? Where are the parents who will tell them that when you have given your sins to Jesus Christ and you've said, take my life now and please forgive me, you see, your sins, even if they were scarlet, they're washed white as snow. And then God will give you a wonderful life. It isn't always going to be easy. You're going to have satanic attacks. But he will guide you to the people he wants you to help. Every day, he will take you to someone or something that he has for you to do. And life becomes really, really exciting because you know you're standing on the side of his truth. You're trying to help humankind under the harassment of evil. We can hear Hillary Clinton call Alex Jones a dark-hearted person. But who has the dark heart? We would have to ask this. Who was the person who said it was all right to kill those babies when they're 9 months old at the same venue when future President Trump said, I don't know, I don't like the idea of a baby 9 months old being killed. God heard those words from Trump, and God said, all right, I will elevate you. I will take that humility that you had. And the one who has the arrogance and thinks that she is a god will not be president. God is still on the throne. Our late friend Dr. Noah Hutchings had that motto, that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. And now you see some of the evil God is bringing to the light, and it's so very important this summer. This is another kind of evil. It's an awful evil, destroying children. And we've had the interview of Alex Jones with former Navy SEAL Craig Sawyer. He's a former decorated Navy SEAL, and this was, I believe, on July 11th. If you want to go look up InfoWars, if you want to go to the GCN Network archives and look for July 11th of Alex Jones, Craig Sawyer, this former Navy SEAL producing documentaries that are being obstructed. They won't run them. And it's telling about this global pedophile ring. And Alex Jones commented that even the L.A. Times had told of children being found in cages. This is really horrendous. And so now we must get in to some of this breaking news. First of all, we have from the Washington Post by A. Odysseus Patrick. This is July 6th. Rome. The Catholic Church's child sexual abuse scandal ensnared one of Pope Francis's top lieutenants on Thursday, underlining the halting progress the reformist pontiff has made in addressing decades of abuse by the clergy, even as Cardinal George Pell declared himself innocent of the charges against him. Pell, one of the most powerful officials in the Vatican, said he would return to his native Australia to fight multiple charges of sexual assault. He became the highest-ranking Vatican official to be formally accused by law enforcement when Australian police charged him earlier Thursday. And there's a picture that went with the Washington Post article of Cardinal Pell leaving his home in Rome on Thursday. Advocates for victims of child abuse said that allowing Pell to face charges in Australia rather than keeping him inside of Vatican City's walls was already a major step for a church that might have shielded him in earlier years. But they also said that the cardinal's ability to remain in his post until Thursday, despite controversy about his role in the Australian church's years of abuse, was a sign that Francis had not fully reckoned with one of the most painful chapters in modern Catholic history. The case pulls Francis's papacy back into the abuse scandals that have battered the church for nearly two decades and led to demands for sweeping changes on monitoring, selecting, and training the clergy. In the United States and elsewhere, groups continue to press for full accountability within the Catholic Church for alleged abuse of children and others going back generations. Many recommendations of a flagship reform commission impaneled by Francis, meanwhile, have been endorsed by the Pope, then ignored by the Vatican bureaucracy. Speaking to reporters in the Vatican, a subdued Pell denounced, quote, relentless character assassination in the media. Quote, I repeat that I'm innocent of these charges. They are false. The whole idea of sexual abuse is abhorrent to me, end quote, said the 76-year-old cardinal, who until Thursday was in charge of reforming the church's antiquated and opaque finances. Pell, Australia's most senior Catholic prelate, has faced questions for years about his role in the Australian church's staggering scale of sexual abuse, but he had never been directly charged. Australian officials did not offer details of the alleged crimes, saying that Pell has a right to due process as they charged him with multiple counts of, quote, historical sexual assault offense, end quote. He is scheduled to appear before a Melbourne court on July 18th. The Vatican, meanwhile, said it had learned of the charges, quote, with regret, and that Francis appreciated the cardinal's honesty and commitment during his 3 years in the Holy See. Spokesman Greg Burke noted in a statement to reporters that Pell has, quote, repeatedly condemned as immoral and intolerable, end quote, acts of abuse against minors. Francis has a mixed record on dealing with abuse, according to survivors and their advocates. He has done far more than his predecessors to try to prevent further crimes, but some critics say they are disappointed that he has sometimes appeared reluctant to punish priests for past abuses. Quote, the Pope certainly does understand the effects of abuse, the horrible damage it does to victims, and he has made an effort. But on the other hand, we haven't seen an enormous amount of change, said Marie Collins, an Irish survivor of clergy sexual abuse who quit Francis's commission in March because she was frustrated that few reforms were taking hold. Quote, I was more hopeful a few years ago than I was now because I've seen close up how difficult it is to get change, Collins said. It can't all be laid at the feet of Pope Francis. Defenders of Francis say he has held priests accountable, including as recently as last month when he defrocked or ejected from the priesthood an Italian man, Mauro Inzoli, who was convicted of child sex abuse in Italian court. The decision was announced Wednesday. Still, perhaps emblematic of Francis's record, the decision came only after he had reversed a previous move by Pope Benedict XVI to defrock the priest. Pell's decision to face charges in Australia was seen as another positive signal by some Vatican watchers. These facts pertain to abuses that have been too long underestimated by the Church's mentality, and it's only fair that they should not be downplayed, said Andrea Tornielli, a Vatican journalist who has also co-written a book with Francis. The Papal Commission's work has also been moving forward as slowly. One current member said she felt pleased about the recommendations the panel has made on the training of priests and the treatment of abuse victims. I'm optimistic. Perhaps I am wrong, but I came to the commission with hope that we will be able to learn lessons from historical survivors and then to improve the protection of minors every day, said Catherine Bonnet, a French psychiatrist. There's much more on this story. And as Alex Jones and Craig Sawyer point out, this is a global network. Penn State was only a little part of everything. And we wonder whether there was an innuendo raised that perhaps who's the coach, Joe?
Paterno.
Perhaps he didn't die a natural death. We don't know. There are lots of things that we can never corroborate, but we hear things. It's certainly a dangerous business for those who are trying to go up to the very highest level of all this. Now, Leo Zagami is someone who is what he calls an ex-Illuminati. And so he has sort of an insider's view of all this. And there's a more recent update on this, Lou, isn't there?
This is dated, and this is from Leo Zagami's own website, dated July 2nd, 2017. And it shows a picture of Pope Francis and Cardinal Pell talking to each other with the caption, Cardinal George Pell of Sydney greets Pope Francis during his audience with cardinals, March 15th at the Vatican. When the ex-Holy Office becomes the scene for the ultimate gay sex drug scandal, and Cardinal Pell, who is in charge of the Vatican finances, becomes the most senior Catholic Church cleric in the world to face accusations of pedophilia 2 days later, forcing him to go back to his native Australia, you know the state of the Church is not good. Actually, it hasn't been this bad since the Borgias and medieval times. And in all this is hidden an even bigger scandal, the possible bankruptcy of many Vatican business ventures. Things started to crumble at the end of June after the unexpected resignation of the Vatican's Auditor General, Libero Malone, who had an autonomous role in Pell's office and was appointed 2 years ago for a 5-year term after an executive search to audit the city-state's financial dealings. Of course, I respect the Catholic world. I was myself born in it. But it's more evident each day that the Holy See is losing control of their facade, and the last glimpse of honor was lost with Cardinal Pell's arrival in Rome in 2014, after he was appointed by Pope Francis to be the first cardinal prefect of the newly created Secretariat for the Economy. In this new role, Pell was responsible for the annual budget of the Holy See and the Vatican, a position that needed an easily blackmailable figure like him. Bill wanted the Vatican is now facing the biggest economic fall, partly due to the ill management of many of their businesses, but also because of the increasing compensation request from victims of pedophilia. This situation forces Pell back to his native Australia, where he even devised a scheme back in the 90s called the Melbourne Response for his Catholic priest pedophilia network, so they could all pay the victims a ridiculous amount and continue molesting them at a cheap price. At least one of them ended up suicidal due to the lack of support from the church. And ABC News stated on the 29th of June, 2017, that compensation for victims was capped at $50,000, and the process was widely criticized as offering inadequate support to victims. Strangely enough, when Pell arrived in Rome, Lord Christopher Patton joined his team, the same guy the elite of the New World Order used to cover up the increasing pedophilia scandals in the BBC, who included the pedophilia monster Jimmy Savile. Patton was the governor of the BBC Trust from 2011 to 2014 when he worked with Cardinal Pell. Just a coincidence? Of course not. The pedophilia ring that rules the world helps their own. However, for 3 years, the victims of Cardinal Pell and a few journalists and writers, including myself, in the Italian edition of Pope Francis, the last pope, have openly warned the pontiff and the Vatican on the dark side of the Australian prelate. But despite this, Bergoglio appointed him his right arm for the economy and a member of the Group of Nine, known as C9, the most influential cardinals of the church. Despite evidence that Cardinal George Pell was covering up for pedophilia in Australia and was possibly involving himself, the Pope went forward with placing him in one of the most important and influential positions in the church today, where he lived a lavish lifestyle in Rome, often creating problems for Bergoglio's image, who refused all criticism towards him. Cardinal Pell always acted above the law and often provoked outrage, especially when he stated that the Catholic Church should be no more responsible for the abuse of children than the trucking company is for a driver who picks up and molests a woman while on the job. Remember, this cardinal was supposed to be, at the time of this sad statement, one of the most powerful men in the Vatican, charged with cleaning up corruption and fostering financial reform. Instead, he went on outraging the survivors of sex abuse by the clergy, linking the church to a trucking company that refuses to take responsibility for a driver who molested women. The Vatican and Pope Francis are out of touch as the fall of the Vatican continues to unfold. And that again is by Leo Zagami.
We on this program have been at the forefront of this movement to bring all of this evil out. From the time I first turned on Alex Jones's program back on June 2nd, 2003, that's the first time I ever heard Alex Jones's voice. And no, I wasn't hearing some kind of black helicopter theory. I wasn't hearing anything that Megyn Kelly could blast. He wasn't talking about Sandy Hook. He wasn't talking about 9/11. He was talking about the global pedophile network and what happens to the children. And so it's so important that through the years, in our own little way, we have stood up to for this. Officer Jack McClam, many of you out there remember him, that wonderful patriot who died, I believe, in the year 2014. He had his beloved granddaughter molested, allegedly, by Dr. Rubies, I think his name was, an Army psychiatrist. And Jack was taking a strong stand against this pedophile network. He and there was another investigator. Oh, Lou, can you remember his name? It'll come back to me. It's like Bernstein, but that's not quite it. But he had a program on one of the networks that we were on originally. And when Jack interviewed him and began to get to this topic, suddenly Jack was gone. He did not have a nightly program. You see, this power is very great above us. But the power of evil is not greater than God. God laughs, because you see, every one of these perpetrators, they're mortal, just like you and I. So never stand in total awe of this. No, pray for God to convict their hearts. Some of them could even repent and be saved. But it is very important that we continue to defend the defenseless, these small beings. In cages, can you bear to think of it? You know, as a radio commentator, I don't dare let myself think about some of these things. They're too horrific. I have to report them. I have to admonish you. I have to try to awaken your hearts and your souls. Lou and I gave some letters to a few pastors in our area, and when we were trying to find these churches, we were going to try to get them to listen to the Divided Kingdom. And when we were blundering around trying to find these churches, what did we find? Tell the listeners what we blundered upon.
We found an office for Planned Parenthood in the little town of Easton, Maryland.
We had no idea it was there, so we asked one of the ministers when we went in to visit the service, took a little letter inviting him to hear our program. Did anybody do anything? Well, he thought that maybe some people stood across the street. Maybe they held up a few signs, go to choices. Why wasn't he doing something? Where are those pastors? Why aren't they doing something? What are you doing? Are you praying for this thing to be stopped, Planned Parenthood? Are you praying? Because there is a movement with all these youth who are going out, those justice riders. There is a movement on the college campuses. Young people are seeing those mutilated, torn baby parts of what was once a baby, and they are beginning to have the kind of awakened consciousness that people began to have towards slavery before slavery ended. So we do ask you to be a help on this. But Lou has a little conclusion about all this pedophile network.
In addition to the breaking news from Leo Zagami, soon afterward came the news that the Vatican Children's Hospital was under scrutiny for serious abuses. Allegedly, one of them included bringing children out of anesthesia early. Horrific? Yes. Here in this corner, we applaud media like Infowars.com, who have consistently exposed the high-level global pedophile ring that involves Satanism, royal families, European governmental heads, the Vatican, child sacrifice, and the children of the Franklin cover-up, those children flowing into D.C. from Boys Town for our Congress members' acts of abomination. Penn State Sandusky, Altoona Johnstown, Pennsylvania's diocese, decades-long Roman Catholic priest pedophilia. All of this is being increasingly uncovered. And most of all, we need to pray for and applaud Jeff Sessions' Justice Department for going after these pedophile rings as never before. July 11th, on the Alex Jones Show, Leo Zagami reported police broke into the building that houses the old Inquisition office, now called the Congregation for the Matters of Faith. I believe that's the right name. They found a gay orgy in progress. Zagami repeated that a reported cardinal who was against Powell was arrested. He stated the Masonic San Gallo Lodge and the Jesuits are at the top of the head of the global pedophilia ring.
And what else is being done to these children? We alluded to Planned Parenthood. So now we must come to you with a plea for help. Instead of sending us any money this month, we would ask if any of you could put a little bit of cash or write a check. You really do want to send something to Dan Holman, really on behalf of his wife, Donna. And this would be Dan. The last name is capital H-O-L-M-A-N. And you see, they have a ministry, Missionaries to the Preborn, Iowa. You don't need that whole title. You just need his P.O. Box. That's Dan Holman, P.O. Box 135. That's P.O. Box 135. The town is Keokuk, capital K-E-O-K-U-K, Keokuk, Iowa. And again, that's P.O. Box 135, Keokuk, capital K-E-O-K-U-K, Iowa. 52632. And if you want to reach him by phone, it's 319-524-5587. It would be very important if you could help. You know, we've been reading these newsletters that come to us from our dear friend, that great grand dame of patriotism in America, Phyllis Ann Coey. And she has reached the age of 90 on March the 15th. She's a mother of John Allen Coey, that brave man who was, I think, only about 21 or 26 years old in 1975 when he chose not to go to Vietnam, but to go instead to Rhodesia to fight, to try to save that country from collapsing into communism. And he was a medic, and the medics usually had the wounded soldiers brought off the field to them, but he chose to go out to his men, and he died what we call a martyr's death, a witness death, a witness to Jesus Christ. Phyllis Ann Coey sends us the letters, the newsletters, of Dan and Donna Holman. And again, if you would like to send a little money, because you're going to hear that Donna has suffered a lot and suffered something lately, and we did not realize that this woman is 82 years old. Those pastors in our area who won't go out to Planned Parenthood, who won't do anything but say, "I think someone stands across the street," should be ashamed by this 82-year-old woman who goes out and stands in front of Planned Parenthood and has had legal action taken toward her many times. Maybe she has been jailed, I'm not sure. But Lou, we're going to get into their newsletter. And let me once again urge you to, even if you send a $1 bill, $2 bill, $2 rather, $2 bills, please try to help Dan Holman. P.O. Box 135, Keokuk, capital K-E-O-K-U-K, Iowa, 52632. And here's their July newsletter. Lou's going to describe the pictures as well.
Yes, the first picture shows Donna in a hospital bed, but with a big smile on her face, and she certainly doesn't look her age. Reading from the newsletter, July 2017, June 19th, 2017, Donna lost her five-year battle with the 2006 Planned Parenthood restraining order. The U.S. Supreme Court denied hearing her appeal. The restraining order was extended in 2011 and again in 2017. The order does not expire until 2022, when Donna will be 87 years old. June 21st, 2017, Donna fell and broke her hip. Dan speaking. I was 100 miles away in Iowa City preparing for another day of ministry in Planned Parenthood. Donna inched her way on her back to her phone. She called me at 5:15 a.m. I called the Keokuk police and told them how to get into the house as I prepared to drive home. Donna had surgery at noon, replacing the ball in her hip. She is in rehab at River Hills Nursing Home until July 13th. We both need to pull back from street ministry until she is well enough to care for herself. At both the hospital and at the nursing home, Donna was informed about, quote-unquote, advanced directives. That is, assisted suicide, usually by withdrawal of medical treatment, hydration, and nutrition. Society broadly accepts the agenda of killing as an acceptable end to human suffering. We eliminate suffering by eliminating the sufferer. The first victims of Nazi concentration camps were the disabled. German sanitariums were emptied of its, quote, useless eaters, unquote. Among the mass murdered were disabled World War I veterans.
And, Lou, this was so shocking to me when I first read this. And I said to you, did you know that? And you said, I think you said.
I was aware of that because I know very well that many of the Jewish World War I heroes among the German army were nevertheless sent to the concentration camps and executed by the Nazis. Didn't matter that they had the Iron Cross first class. Didn't matter that they had fought bravely for the German fatherland, they were considered worthy of living.
And this, when we're talking about the summer dangers, if you're elderly, You should pay close attention to this. You want to do everything that you can to drink good water and to eat wholesome vegetables, even if you have to buy some of the vegetables that have the most insecticide, which they say include apples and strawberries. Because the seeds bother me, I once had an ulcer, I always peel the strawberries. So you see, you're taking a lot of that insecticide off. So you can find a lot of good vegetables and drink good water. You do not want to end up in the way that Dan Holman is discussing here. And you want to pray for help, and you want to find some faithful friends. Even one or two faithful Christian friends can help you stay independent and be okay for a long time. God will be with you if you take the sin out of your life by asking his forgiveness and asking him to keep forgiving you. Lou, get back to this newsletter.
The first victims, as we said, of the Nazi concentration camps were the disabled. Attending Catholic school in the 1950s, this is Dan speaking, we were taught this lesson. Birth control is a slippery slope to abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia, all which were all abhorrent to our culture back then. Germany legalized abortion in the 1920s, followed by euthanasia, followed by state-directed euthanasia. Tyranny soon followed. The Nazi Party was birthed out of this culture of death. Next in this newsletter, we see a picture of a man in blue jeans, checkered shirt, maybe in his 30s. And Dan says, this man pictured at left sarcastically asked Tony Milano if he is willing to adopt the child they are murdering. Tony replies, quote, I will gladly adopt this child, unquote. But this man would hear none of it. This father would rather pay a total stranger money to molest his son or daughter, to rip the child's head off, so he can get on with his selfish life. But this child will live on in his heart and mind forever. This child will follow him wherever he goes. This child will tap him on the shoulder of his conscience every day in 100 different ways. Every time he sees a father with his son or daughter, every Father's Day, every time abortion is mentioned, he will be reminded of this day. He may seek relief in alcohol or drugs, but he will only find solace in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ alone can forgive his sins. There is no hope or salvation for him or for any other man or woman except Jesus Christ alone. Next, we have a big burly guy, heavyset guy in his automobile holding some kind of piece of paper.
Wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Looking.
Yep. Says Jordan, upper left, says he is a quote-unquote lay minister. He dropped off two women at the death pit. One of the women made a devil horn sign, shouting, Hail Satan. The other woman laughed. Yeah, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, unquote, with the splendid approval of the Iowa Department of Public Safety and American jurisprudence. And Dan is the reference, Psalm 106, verse 37. At the top right, women took literature. Another picture here, two young women. One cheerfully said, we're not here to do abortions. They help us with our babies either way. Dan says, I was dumbfounded, unable to respond. Such frank admissions are rare. We have seen many security guards come and go. And in the picture shown here shows Dan, I believe, with a big heavyset guy who apparently is a security guard. Gabriel was a temporary replacement for a sick female guard. Gabe is no angel. He did his best to prevent me from doing the work of the ministry. Quote, you have much innocent blood on your hands, Gabriel, unquote. Only the precious blood of Jesus or the eternal roaring fires of hell can remove it. And then we have a picture of a couple of women, very young women. One of them is holding some sort of a poster. They look like they're on cell phones. And it says, some of Planned Parenthood customers appear to be professional sex workers. Some appear to be forced into sex slavery. Language barriers prevent us from knowing with any certainty. Some Planned Parenthood customers who refused literature driving into PP will take it when they are leaving. And we see it now a couple below in a photograph shown inside their vehicle. The woman looks very distressed. Very careworn. It says, this Myanmar couple below speaks no English. He came to me with a paper with 850 Orchard Street, Planned Parenthood's address on it. I failed in redirecting them to the local CPC, Informed Choices. Then we have a photograph of a Hispanic woman who seems to be questioning things. She has an expression of uncertainty in her face. Dan says, this Hispanic woman speaks no English. I speak very little Spanish. Fortunately, we have Spanish literature, which speaks to her. And now we have a picture of two women, one of them holding the hands of a child. Dan says, sometimes parents bring their children with them to Planned Parenthood. These children are too young to understand what is taking place. And also shows a picture of a middle, well, not even middle, a young man with a little boy in his hand. I asked this man from India, why are you doing this? He politely explains, we have a child. We just came from India 2 months ago. We have no one to help us with the son I have. Again, we explain that help is available. He decides to murder the brother or sister to his son instead. Then we see a middle-aged woman, late middle-aged woman, holding some sort of a clipping. And I guess it's a piece of literature that Dan is handing to her. A Planned Parenthood worker takes literature. She enters Planned Parenthood and leaves shortly afterwards. She returns the next day and stays all day. Perhaps she is a new worker. Planned Parenthood is a big turnover in help. At Iowa City Pride Fest, we were vexed by the 16-year-old potty mouth sodomite. And it shows a long-haired guy, kind of an arrogant look on his face, just staring off. And this guy followed Brian Sargent and me all morning, spewing his perverted filth. No doubt he's accepted and indulged by teachers and staff at the government school he attends. Imagine the negative influence he has over his fellow students. Back in the day, this sort of problem would have been taken care of on the playground or settled after school. Today, he is protected, a protected species. Newly formed human rights commissions run by sodomites and or sodomite sympathizers have the full force of law to protect him and punish any perceived discriminatory slight or microaggression, such as refusing to let them adopt children stolen by Child and Family Services, or bake them a wedding cake, or host depraved wedding parties, or photograph debauched wedding ceremonies. And that's from Dan and Donna Holman's newsletter.
And again, if you can send a little contribution, it's P.O. Box 135, Keokuk, Iowa, 52632 to Dan Holman. We didn't get to Bill Gates. Wonderful development there. That he says that there's too much of Islam coming into Europe. We ought to pray for him. I think his wife is supposedly a Roman Catholic, a Christian. He has children. But what is he doing with those vaccinations in Africa? What is he doing when his father was a key person in Planned Parenthood? We ought to pray for the conviction of Bill Gates. What immense power he could wield in a good way in our world. Summer madness and harmful things to the remnant. We'll have more probably later in the summer for this. You don't want to miss any program that we have. Tune in again next Thursday on WWCR. Remember, go to LWRN.net on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern. God bless you and thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom.